Hi, this is Thomas Fogelman. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
Most of the time when we test games, if it's adults testing them, we're looking at them for frame rates, we're looking at system compatibility, we're looking at a whole variety of, you know, things about the game, special features, the playing experience. But, you know, most of the time we buy games, it's for kids. Kids are going to be the ones playing this, and especially titles like Lego Star Wars where it's designed for kids, right? So I've asked some great kid testers, and a couple of them happen to be my children, and one of ours is a neighbor, and so I want to say hello to Jonathan Fogel. Now, you're six, right, Jonathan?
Yes, I am.
And Thomas Fogel, and you're, I think, what is it, nine now?
Yep.
And Callan, and you are?
7 years old.
Okay, so you've all had a lot of time now really hammering on and playing and seeing all the good and the bad points of these two games. And let's talk about the games. I'm going to ask Thomas Fogel to talk first about the two games, the two titles.
Well, here's my review of Star Wars Battlefront. With the release of Star Wars Episode 3, both myself and my brother are sad to see the series come to an end. But the legacy continues in LucasArts' sometimes wonderful games. The latest is Star Wars Battlefront, a first- and third-person shooter. Battlefront lets you play in the battles of either the Clone Wars or the Galactic Civil War. I love this game because it features all of the battles on planets in the movies, and even a few that weren't. However, it's not all good. For example, the Doom Sea level doesn't give enough space to fly in, and the first two levels of the Clone Wars in campaign mode are the only ones with normal battle droids, all the rest have super battle droids. But the graphics are truly stunning. Cloud City's towers reach into the sky. Tatooine has amazing rock formations. And Naboo's palace is spectacular. And the gameplay is 3/4 as amazing. The reason it's 3/4 as good is because your fellow soldiers are idiots. For example, in Hoth, when you're in the back turret, the pilot just goes around the base a few times before joining the fray. When you're telling them to follow you, they rarely do. But it's still one of the best Star Wars games I've ever played. I give it a 4.5 out of 5. In short, Star Wars Battlefront is one of the best soldier games ever, especially if you like Star Wars.
Okay, now, Star Wars Battlefront is more of an adult game, right? It's a little older game. What's the rating on it?
It's rated T for teen.
And I probably shouldn't be letting you play this, right?
Dad.
Okay. Now, what about Lego Star Wars? Lego Star Wars is designed for kids, right? It's an E rating for everyone?
Yeah, and I wrote in my review that parents could let their little children play it without having to worry about them looking at some horrible bloody image of gore like in Halo.
Why? Well, what happens when you use a lightsaber on an opponent in Star Wars Lego?
They just break into bricks. Well, basically they die, but still, they just break into bricks and nothing bad happens.
So this isn't kind of like a kid's game like Dr. Seuss, but it's not blood and gore.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Callan a question. Callan, of these two games, which one do you prefer playing?
Well, I really like playing Lego Star Wars, but I do like playing Battlefront.
And what's your favorite part of each game?
Well, in Lego Star Wars, I kind of like the levels and the planets, and including when Anakin and Obi-Wan comes and they in number 3 and they fight. And also in Battlefront, I love when you get troops and you could get these guns and you could all kinds of things.
Okay, thanks, Callan. So, Jonathan, what do you prefer? Which game do you prefer to play, Lego or Battlefront?
I like Lego and I like Battlefront. I mostly like Lego, though. In Lego Star Wars, I like basically all the levels, but I like when in Lego Star Wars, when basically all the levels. But in Battlefront, I like all the troops and all the planets.
So, Thomas, let's talk about Lego Star Wars. You spent a lot of time with this game, right?
Yeah, I like it.
And what are some of the things you like about the game?
Well, I really like the pod racing level. I really like driving ships. I also like that in Battlefront because most of the time I spend my time in Bespin platforms. That's one of the levels where it gives a lot of flying room and you can fly ships a lot.
Let's hear your review of Lego Star Wars.
everybody grew up with Legos, and everybody likes them. Lego Star Wars brings the adorable little Star Wars blocks to life. Lego Star Wars is an amazing game. If you have little kids, you can let them play it without worrying that they're looking at some horribly inappropriate game, like Halo, for example. And the gameplay is pretty good. The camera movement is horrible. You can hardly see some things until you get to them. And some gamers may find the Lego theme too childish. But basically, it's a good game. It's another 4.5 out of 5.
Okay, but I've noticed when you guys have a choice of what to play, you seem to be playing either Lego Star Wars or Battlefront, right?
I guess.
Now, is there anything that you'd improve upon these games? So let's start with Battlefront.
Well, what could really improve is that they're adding, if that they would add the space battles like the Death Star and whatnot. But they're adding that in Battlefront 2, which we will be able to play once we get out the Intel processors in the Max.
Well, that's assuming that Aspyr doesn't port it, right?
Yes, assuming that they don't.
Well, let's hope they do, right? So, Callan, you've played both Lego and Battlefront. You like them both?
Yes.
And Jonathan, you like Lego and Battlefront?
Yes.
And Thomas, we have a pretty good sense from you of what you think of the games, right?
Yeah, though I like Battlefront best. I happen to love that one.
Now, these are both wonderful games, and I want to say I've tested them on a G5, on a G5 iMac, on an eMac, on a dual G4, and I am finding that gameplay is consistent. There seems to be no stuttering. There's a couple of patches that have been released, but to be honest with you, we didn't notice any problems. And on top of that, one of the best features that Aspyr has is something called the Aspyr Game Agent. And I discussed this with Aspyr last year at Macworld, and what is cool about Aspyr Game Agent is it's a tiny little application for OS X that you can just double-click, and not only does it instantly tell you about upcoming games, it tells you about the compatibility of any games. Now, I know, Thomas, you've used this for good effect, right?
Yeah, I really have. It helps me get an inside look on the games, on some games that'll come out, and the games that I own, like, because there are a few games that I'm not sure about, so, like, when I'm not sure if a game will run on my computer when we first get it, I just go to Game Agent and check it out.
Now, I think this is the only company that has something like Game Agent that tells you all their titles and all the different system requirements, right?
Yeah.
It would be kind of nice if there was a unified type of game agent that would allow you to see all the different games out there, right?
That would be pretty cool.
But I think I understand that Aspyr is limiting it to their games, because that way, and Aspyr is one of the largest publishers of probably the most prestigious titles for the Mac. You know, they're pretty much blockbuster titles, right? In the last couple of years, we've seen Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, the Harry Potter series. We've also seen Shrek and Shrek 2. And we've just had the release of Sims 2 and Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And all of those they're all games that run beautifully, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So let's see the price. We're going to launch Aspyr Game Agent. A couple clicks, it just opens up very quickly. And it tells us that Star Wars Battlefront is $49.99. And it tells us what the requirements are. For instance, it tells us for Battlefront, the requirements are 10.3.8. Or you can use Tiger, of course, which is newer. It needs at least a G4. It's got to be at least 1 gigahertz. You need 512 megs of RAM and so on. So, and it needs a DVD drive, right? Because these things come from DVDs now. People are quickly leaving CDs behind. And the Legos game is a little different requirements. Not all that much different. But and so in each of these cases, Game Agent analyzes your system. It takes a look at it. It even tells you some upcoming titles, so we have a sense of what's about to come out. It's a pretty useful tool, isn't it?
Very, very useful.
Well, I want to thank Jonathan Fogel, Thomas Fogel, and Callan Lasacco for spending time with us today. Any last words for people? Should folks go out and buy their kids Star Wars or Star Wars Battlefront, Callan?
If they want to.
Okay, that's a ringing endorsement. And what about you guys?
Well, If
they love Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay. And Thomas, you're the last word. What do you think? Are these two games winners?
Yes, they really should, because they're very good games. They are just some of the best games I've ever tested. But speaking of Aspyr, they are releasing simultaneously a game called Stubbs the Zombie, Rebel Without a Pulse. It's their first original game, and it's releasing simultaneously for Xbox, PC, and Mac.
So that's pretty rare to see a major title come out for all the platforms at the same time, right?
Well, I haven't seen anything like that except like a couple months ago back in March with The Incredibles.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good endorsement. And The Incredibles was a great game, but it had a terrible installer. It put stuff all over your desktop, all over your computer. It was a terminal-type installer and pretty messy installer from my experience. Well, I want to thank my three testers for this ringing endorsement of these two wonderful new games from Aspyr, Star Wars Battlefront and Star Wars LEGO the Video Game. LEGO Star Wars the Video Game is $29.99 list price. It's got an E rating for everyone, and Star Wars Battlefront is a little bit more expensive. It is $49.99, and it is rated T14. And they're both available from Aspyr at aspyr.com. That's aspyr.com. And I think these are great games to start off your Mac experience. And of course, if you're a Star Wars fan, you're probably already chomping at the bit to play them if you haven't got them. And if you're new to the Mac platform, these are great games to show just what a great platform the Macintosh is for gameplay. In the future, we'll cover some upcoming releases, including Stubbs the Zombie, a new game coming out from Aspyr, as well as games from other folks. This is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.